This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Dr. Sheely, I heard this rumor, and, you know, sometimes you can't believe rumors, and sometimes you can. Well, I heard this rumor that one of our instructors was asked to not come back on the radio. And you know anything about that?
You bet.
Who do you think it might be? Who's your vote for?
Whom would I vote for?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to vote for, you know, one of our instructors being asked to not be on the radio, who would you nominate? Who do you think that might have been?
Well, it had to be me.
I'm sorry for chuckling, Dr. Sheely, but the radio station that did that, they lost their minds. And
well, you know, they've been floundering for years, unfortunately, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
The station was bought by some other company recently,
mm-hmm.
and two weeks after they bought it, they announced to me that I would either move to Saturday afternoon or they would break my contract. And we just signed a new contract in May, but they say they have a 60-day notice, and they're the most unfriendly people I've ever met in my life. And I can't tell you exactly what I thought, but I can tell you what I did. I basically told them where they could cram it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
careful how you sit down.
Yeah. My understanding is in most radio agreements, they are set for 1 year, 12 months. And the broadcaster signs, you know, the same contract as the radio station. And there are terms and conditions, and it's for 1 year. And so when I was on KWTO, I had a one-year contract, and then it was renewed for another year. But I would never do that again. I would never have a contract. So I don't have one with GCN, and I have not had one with any other network. And I don't want one. And that way, if I do a good job, they'll want to keep me. If they can't keep me, they'll throw me overboard. Or if I decide I don't want to be with them, you know, I can stop on a dime and just walk away. And so can they. So that's kind of the way I feel. But in your case, you had a one-year contract that you just signed, and they violated the terms of the contract in terms of the one-year period and just gave you 2 months and said that's it after 2 months, right?
Okay. And
did they say?
Of course,
did they say why?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They are not. You know, I don't know what they're doing, and they don't know either. And frankly, my favorite statement is from Gone with the Wind. In case you can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Well, so I knew about this, and well, do you have any plans?
We're trying to decide. I've tried one other radio station, and they don't have any openings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I do like my local call-ins. I get call-ins from all over the country, but mostly it's local people who want information.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it only 32 years.
Well, let me share something with you. I might have said this to you in the past. I'm not sure. But when you and I were on that same radio station in Springfield, Missouri, we were on in the afternoons, and my broadcast followed your broadcast. The engineer, I became friends with the radio engineer. He's the guy that made all the computers work. He's the guy that did the programming. And he wasn't the guy that tuned the transmitter, but all the electronics other than the transmitter, this guy was responsible for. I'm talking about all the computers, all the national alert stuff, all of that, you know, making sure the microphones were working properly and the mixer and the compressor and all of that. That was his job. And he told me that the number one and the number two highest rated shows on KWTO at that time were us, Dr. Norm Shealy and USA Prepares. We were the number one and number two shows, eclipsing the world-famous Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh's broadcast was on KWTO. It might even still be. I don't know. But, yeah, so even higher rated on that radio station than Rush Limbaugh, who was their alleged number one, you know, draw, we were higher rated. Now, he knew this because he was able to measure the traffic. Now, not over the air traffic, but the internet traffic. And I thought that was pretty impressive. So, but the front office would never tell us that. They would never say, y'all are doing great. You know, just keep it up. Just keep doing what you're doing. They would always brag about Rush Limbaugh and not about us. And what I learned from that particular radio station, by the way, you're no longer affiliated with it, is that correct?
No, I've supposedly got 60 days from last Thursday.
Okay. From what I understand, the most important thing for that particular radio station, as I could tell from the boss who would, you know, the owner, was that the number one most important thing was revenue, sales. That would be radio commercial sales, selling advertising. That was number one. Content was somewhat downstream from that. So it didn't matter as much about content as it did about selling advertising. So there you have it, Dr. Shealy. So you put all that together, and it sounds like that's what happened. Now, did you do anything? Did you say anything that might have raised some eyebrows?
Not until last Thursday when I learned they were firing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told my audience.
What'd you tell them?
I've been fired.
You told me you've been fired. Well, you know, it does build character. So how many times have you been fired from the radio?
Once.
Oh, you got a long way to go to catch up to me. I'm in the varsity league of being fired. Well over seven times. Actually, over eight times. And it's real easy to do. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is just tell the truth, do a good job, show up with honesty and integrity, demand honesty and integrity, not tolerate commercials that are, what would you call them? Substandard. And there you go. I mean, by the way, do you know that there was a birthday party for the owner? I'm not going to mention his name. He was in his 80s at the time. And they had a big birthday party for him at the Doubletree Hotel, which is probably the, you know, the nicest venue in Springfield, Missouri for a, you know, that kind of an event. A couple hundred people were invited. Do you know that you and I were invited to that and you did not attend? You know how I know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know that you did not attend? Because in the back of 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 the room, there was a table just for us. You and me and Mrs. Finelli. And it was just Mrs. Finelli. So what they told me, I was leaving the station on a Friday right after the broadcast. around 4 o'clock, so maybe a little after 4 o'clock. I was leaving. I checked into the front office, wished everybody a wonderful weekend. And one of the gals, the boss in charge of the radio programming, if you will, said to me, don't think, Vincent, don't think that we forgot about you. Don't think this is an afterthought. But there's a birthday party for the boss, and it's going to be a real nice event. It's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel, and we'd like you and Mrs. Finelli to come. I said, oh, when is it? And she said, in about an hour. I said, really? And she said, yeah, Dr. Shealy has been invited too. So you guys are going to be sitting at the same table. So they had a special table just for us in the back, where we wouldn't be noticed and where if we created any enthusiasm, nobody would see it. But that's the truth. So you and I and Mrs. Finelli were invited, and I felt obligated to go. And you didn't miss anything. You really didn't. Well, because it was the kind of thing where we were like different. We were treated differently from everybody else. We were just there. And, I went up and said happy birthday to the boss, and he hardly knew who I was. Even though I saw him every week, he hardly knew who I was. He didn't have like a moment even to shake my hand. So that's, kind of like a presidential event where, the boss or the candidate shakes hands for a half a second. He's shaking one person's hand and looking at somebody else. It was like that. So, and when I got fired, it was completely different. At least they told you. When I got fired, every week I'd be there 5 days, and I'd show up at the studio, and then I broadcasted remotely and built some equipment and broadcasted remotely from the farm. And then the following Monday, the day of that my termination began, they had no idea who I was. Nobody could remember who I was. They wouldn't answer the phone. They didn't make the connection. Nothing happened. It was as if I never existed, literally. So Friday, they knew who I was. Monday, the following Monday, they had no idea. And the proof of that is a friend happened to run into the owner of the station a while later, and he mentioned my name. He said, where's Finelli? Where's Vin Finelli? And the owner kind of looked like, huh? And the friend said, Vincent Finelli. And the owner said, well, I might have heard of him, but I never met him. So when they throw you overboard, Dr. Shealy, they really throw you overboard.
Well, halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Well, I have some good news for you. So I knew that this happened, and so I was asking our engineer today, I said, do we have a home for Dr. Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin if they'd like to broadcast right here on Genesis Communications Network? And so the answer is we might be able to make that happen, Dr. Shealy. So if you want, I'll be more than delighted to talk with the number one and number two decision makers, the owner of Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson, and George, the radio engineer, and if you'd like, and also Lee Wickenhauser. So that's top management right there. I'll be glad to mention this, and we all might be able to make this happen. But the ball's in your court, so let me know if you'd like me to do that. We'll be right back.
Pencils. pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, that was a first. Now, we should do that all the time. We should go right through the commercial break with no commercials. I like that. So, class, we have an extra long segment here at USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And if you'd like to go to the Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, sunflower seeds. So, our son had shipped in bottles of dry roasted sunflower seeds, lightly salted, and they are terrific, at least in terms of taste. So compared to Fritos and Cheetos and, you know, other snacks that are made out of GMO material, what do you think about dry roasted sunflower seeds as a snack?
They're outstanding. Very good.
Okay. Okay. So, is it okay, now these bottles are, they're made by Planters. This is not a commercial. I just think they're, they happen to be a pretty neat snack. Five, almost 6 ounce, jars of just the sunflower seeds. And, would it be alright if I ate like 2 ounces at a time?
Yes.
Or is that too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So I can tell my son that I have a prescription to eat a third of a jar at a time. And, yeah. Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, how do you feel about being let go? Is it okay with you?
Yes, of course. You know, I mean, I don't want to work with a company that behaves this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds to me like it's all about money. It really is. But you know what I don't think some of these radio stations realize, and they should realize this, but over the years, there are people who have said to me, hey, I want to do a radio show. And I say, okay. Well, if you'd like, I'll give you some advice and counsel because, you know, I've been doing it. And these are people who just want to be on like a couple hours a week. None of the people who have mentioned this to me have wanted to be on 5 days a week. So it's just, you know, an hour or two once a week. And I've given them advice and counsel, and I said, look, you know, you have to prepare. You have to have material. You just don't show up. And for most of us, you just don't. It has to be interesting. It has to be captivating. It has to be informative. It has to be factual. You have to have some kind of a rapport with the audience. And what happened in every single one of these cases, and there have been multiple cases, and what they've done, what these individuals have done, is thought that it was really easy. Now, I'm not trying, this is not patting myself or Dr. Shealy on the back, but what I am saying is it's a commitment. It's kind of like a job. It's kind of like a job where you have a final exam every day. Every time you're on the air, you're no safety net, you know, live broadcast. You have no idea who's going to call in. And, you know, you have to be ready for it. Well, all the individuals who I've gotten or have helped get started have not been able to do it because they thought it was real easy. All you do is, you know, you just sit down in front of the microphone and you start talking. It's real easy. And you just do it for 1 hour and you're done. And they had no idea how complicated, how time-consuming, the preparation and, you know, so forth. They had no idea, and they all failed. Every single one of them failed. And, you know, they thought that they were going to be able to sell things. You know, they thought they were going to be able to use the broadcast to just, you know, they're going to be on the air for 15 minutes and the sales are going to be flying off the shelves. And it didn't happen for them. They didn't understand that it's not like that. Do you have any comments about that? Have you helped people, try to become on the air? And have you been involved with that, Dr. Shealy?
Actually, I haven't. You know, I made the decision in 32 years ago, in late in the year, that I wanted to try that to, you know, just promote my work in the clinic, mm-hmm. locally. And so I met with the owner. there were two owners at the time, and we started in January. And so it's never been a problem because I've always had lots of local people interested in getting information. And, of course, I've been talking up the gazoo since the early, well, the mid-70s. I began doing a lot of talking around the world. And it's always been about, well, holistic medicine, the real medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I had a couple thoughts of names if you decide that you want to come on GCN, if you decide that you want to have a name for your show. I have a couple of thoughts I'd be glad to share with you. I think they're pretty neat. Of course, it's entirely up to you, but we'd love to have you here on Genesis Communications Network. It's got a huge reach. It's number one. Genesis Communications Network is the largest alternative radio network in the country. And we've got some great broadcasters here. There's over 50 of us. We've got great engineering staff, and it's a real company. You know, it really is, and it's a very professional company. I got to tell you, our engineers want to make sure that the audio is as good as it can possibly be, and they are they're quite astute at it. So, it's the real deal, and it's not just like a podcast that without substance. It's impressive. So we would love to
give me the info. I'm interested.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll send it to you, or we can talk after the broadcast. I'll tell you, how it works and all that kind of thing. And frankly, I know that you broadcast with Dr. Sergei Sorin, and he is an emergency room doctor. And so he's on the front lines of stress to the nth degree. So he knows what that's like, and he's seen a lot. And your experience and his experience make a team that's unbeatable. Unbeatable, in my opinion, on the radio. Unbeatable. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that Genesis Communications Network would love to have you join. But what you could do, and I'm kind of sharing some of the secrets about how this works. Literally, Dr. Shealy, I believe that you can have the same kind of equipment that I have. You could broadcast from your farm, and Dr. Sergei Sorin could broadcast from his location simultaneously. You guys don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it separately, or you can do it together. You can have two microphones, or you could each have your own microphone separately at your own locations. And it would work great. I mean, it really would. And I believe that Genesis has the technology to do it that way. So it's not Skype, but think of it like Skype, where you just sit at your computer and your microphone and your mixer, and off you go. So, yes, I'll share that with you, and we'll talk about it after the broadcast or whenever it's convenient for you. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. And we just talked about Dr. Shealy getting fired from the radio. And that's like the best thing that could have happened. Because then his reach can go way bigger, way bigger. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump made a comment about a police shooting in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a reporter with television station WMUR asked the president about the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that. But we'll be getting reports in very soon, and we'll report.
Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a Kenosha police officer. The 29-year-old survived but is paralyzed from the waist down, according to his family. Blake had an active warrant at the time of the incident.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound for Venezuela. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, you know, we've been talking about police corruption for years, and I know this is not about medicine, but this has just happened recently, and it made the Springfield News Leader. So that's the main rag in the area of Springfield, Missouri. It's the main newspaper. And they say, well, there's a town that's located between closer to us, our farm, than it is to Dr. Shealy's, but we would pass, if I were driving to Dr. Shealy's or he were driving to our farm, we would pass this town called Marshfield, Marshfield, Missouri. It's a little tiny town. And the main drag is through town. And so the Missouri Attorney General's office settled a lawsuit against Marshfield, the city of Marshfield, this week. And it alleged that the city police department created an illegal traffic ticket quota system and that they tried to cover it up. And they say that both parties agreed to a consent judgment requiring the city to concede that it took actions that could be construed as having a policy requiring or encouraging employees to issue a certain number of citations for traffic violations, and that would be illegal. And the idea is that they started giving more and more tickets. And they started giving more and more tickets because the mayor decided that it, you know, was in the best interest of increasing revenue to give more tickets out. And that's exactly what they did. They started giving more and more tickets out. So the tickets from that in 2016, they had 383 tickets. Then the next year, it was 646, so, you know, almost doubled. And then the next year, it was 1,386. So they started issuing more and more tickets. And from the top management, that would be like from the mayor, there was a proposal to spend $35,000 to hire an officer. And they figured that by spending $35,000 a year on this officer, that guy could produce a revenue of $176,000 a year, like five times return on investment. Pretty good return. All they had to do was, you know, fleece the people. So the reason I'm mentioning that, Dr. Shealy, is I'm pretty sure that you've driven through Marshfield, Missouri. Is that right?
Several dozen times.
So, you know, class, when we tell you that it starts at the top, you know, when you wonder how come people get shot, it's because the mayor endorses and condones the policies of the little city corporation. The mayor is the CEO of the city corporation. So when you see these police brutality tactics, it's not like the mayor didn't know about it. The mayor is involved and signs off on the training and the level of force that's used by the employees. That's how it works. So if you think about it, does the store manager at Staples or Home Depot set the tone for how polite or how aggressive the employees are going to be? Of course. Of course. So when you look at the city governments, look at the level. The level of force that's used is endorsed, condoned, approved, signed off on by the mayor. So that's the guy or gal you look at for the problems that you see or the niceties that you see. It starts from the top and it rolls downhill from there. So that is a story about Marshfield, Missouri. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's interesting how far such deviancy goes. To me, that's deviancy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's an interesting, here's a term that I just learned recently. You know, as you do, I do a lot of reading. But this is a term that I had never seen before until just recently. And it's called, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, nomophobia, like nomophobia, N-O-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Is that a new term to you, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes sense. It makes absolute sense that you haven't heard of that. And I'm sure that you were not taught that in your residency or in your training as a medical doctor.
You're right.
And I'll tell you why. It's the dumbest thing. So nomophobia occurs in 9 out of 10 college students. And it is the fear of being without a smartphone. Literally. And I looked it up. It's in the dictionary. Nomophobia is the fear of being without a smartphone. Now, why is that? Because young people today can't spell. They can't spell. They can't remember. They can't remember appointments. They can't figure out distance. They don't know how to get there. They don't know how to get home from there. They're stuck. And if they don't have their smartphone, they're toast. They can't function. and they have to have these frequent shots of people liking them, you know, sending them stupid things, messages, texts, and so forth, tweets and messages, and they have to have their friends in their back pocket, which would be on their smartphone. And literally, nomophobia, N-O-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A is a real word, and 9 out of 10 college students have that fear of being without a smartphone. That's the dumbest thing. Dr. Shuley, any comments? I'm not making this up. This is for real.
No, I believe you. I believe. I have the exact opposite issue, and I know.
Yeah.
I refuse to own a dumb phone, and I don't call them smart by any means.
Well, the smartphone is because that's what the industry calls it. Now, I you know, it does a lot of things. It really does. But, you know, every once in a while, someone will say to me, what's your cell phone number? And I just frankly say, I don't have one. Just like that. I don't have a cell phone. And they look at me like, no, you really don't have one? No, I don't have one. And whenever I call the landline company, CenturyLink, because their service goes down, they always ask me, you know, just in case we get disconnected, what's your cell phone number? I don't have one.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. I don't want one. And your term is absolutely brilliant. And if I'm quoting you correctly, your quote is something like this: you don't want to be on tap 24/7. Is that right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Correct. I absolutely do not want to be on tap.
Yeah. Because pretty much, I do get some phone calls from Lou Cassidy and, you know, others, and Rich Sheben and Gwyneth, and they're not asking me for things. When I talk to you, you're not asking me for things. But there are other people who used to ask me for things, and the reason they called me is because they wanted something. Now, what they wanted was an interruption in what I was doing. So it wasn't like, you know, I had to put the bonbons down and stop, you know, stop eating the box of chocolates to help them. I was in the middle of something, you know, on the tractor, under the car, under vehicles, fixing equipment, you know, hooked up to a welder. I mean, I was doing something, and they always wanted something. And frankly, if I had a smartphone and people, you know, had that number and started calling me, I wouldn't get anything done. I really wouldn't. So I really feel blessed that I don't have one. Okay, so this smartphone thing is a real problem because, number one, it's preventing people from using their memories. They don't have to estimate anymore. They don't have to remember how to spell anymore. They don't even have to have sentence structure. They can use cryptic phrases and communicate with each other, but I don't think they do it too well, because I've been on the receiving end of some of these emails that I have no idea what they mean. I literally have no idea. Do you get those, Dr. Shuley? These emails that are in the middle of a conversation, and whoever's sending them to you expects you to understand what they're talking about, but you have no idea.
Oh yes, nonsense.
Yeah, and I try to be polite, and I try to say, I have no idea what you're asking me. Can you say it a different way? What I really mean is, can you use real words? Okay. I have a quote I'd like to share with you, and I'll tell the whole class where this came from. And this is a direct quote from a very famous person, probably one of the most famous people in the whole world. Maybe the second most famous. And the quote is, quote, "As a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for the truth and justice," end quote. And I'll tell you who that is, class. Adolf Hitler.
Oh,
Sounds right to me. Here's another quote from Adolf Hitler. Quote, life doesn't forgive weakness, end quote. Sounds like two quotes that were absolutely right on the money, right?
Absolutely. Yes, you mm-hmm. bet.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one. And I think this is true as well. And I think he was ahead of his time. Because he was giving these speeches, these came from his speeches, in the late, well, in the 1930s up and through 1945. Quote, I know that fewer people are won over by the written word than by the spoken word, and that every great movement on this earth owes its growth to great speakers and not to great writers. End quote. I think he's right there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's because people don't read. They don't read. Or most people don't read. Here's another quote, and this is quite interesting. And he says, basically, quote, basically, National Socialism and Marxism are the same thing. End quote. Now, the reason I've mentioned these quotes from Adolf Hitler, Dr. Shuley, in class, is because there was a fanaticism around Adolf Hitler. People were galvanized to what he was saying. He was the guy that was going to rescue the economy. He was the guy that was going to pull Germany out of poverty. He was the guy who was the focal point that was going to unite Germany. And people looked up to him for that. And this, you know, there was a time when he spoke before the shooting started. Believe it or not, he didn't start shooting right away. Well, I've been thinking about what's happening in politics today. And we have people who are fanatics regarding Donald Trump. They get in their power boats and they've got the Trump flags. We have never had a president who's had so many flags around the president's name. Never. Even George Washington didn't have flags that said Washington. But they're Trump flags on parades, trucks, cars.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. So, Dr. Shealy, what I'm saying is that in history, we've seen people in leadership roles, and there have been fanatics who have followed those leaders blindly. Adolf Hitler happened to be one example, probably the best example in modern history. And what I'm seeing is that there are people who are following President Donald Trump blindly. They are fanatics. And I've seen trucks with flagpoles stuck on them, and the flags are being, I'm talking about large flags, that say Trump on them. One flag might be Trump's, one says Trump, and the other flag might be the United States flag. And as they drive down the road, I mean, this is a rolling advertisement for Donald Trump. And you see this in the videos on the internet and so forth. So, and you see them on boats, and they have these flotillas of, you know, thousands of boats in Florida and other places. And people just can't wait to put these flags on their boats and burn fuel and, waste the non-reproducible resources of the country in terms of fuel and do all kinds of pollution in the name of President Trump. Well, what I'm suggesting is that people don't blindly follow someone just because. And people become angry if you disagree with them. I mean, people have been beaten for disagreeing with President Trump, you know, in these protests. Well, locally in Virginia, in Lynchburg, Virginia, there's a university called Liberty University. And I know some of Liberty University's graduates. And at one time, it was a very highly regarded school for morals and values. Well, Jerry Falwell Sr. is the guy who built Liberty University, and he galvanized Christian conservatives into what he referred to as the moral majority. So he started this university, and upon his death, his son, Jerry Falwell Jr., took over. And Jerry Falwell Jr. grew this university into a $1.7 billion, with a B, dollar endowment powerhouse. He really did. And then Jerry Falwell Jr.'s wife had an affair with one of its students and destroyed the reputation. And then we find out that Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife were having, you know, these events where the three of them would be involved with one of the students having sex with, allegedly, with Jerry Falwell Jr.'s wife was having sex with one of the students. And then the student graduated, and this affair went on for about 7 years. And it's made the national news, actually, the international news. And the reputation of the university, Liberty University, has been destroyed. Because Liberty University has a code of conduct of which this is unacceptable, this kind of behavior. But yet it happened at the highest level of the university. The first lady of Liberty University was involved in this. And she was the predator. She wasn't the victim. She was the predator. And her husband knew about it, and her husband got thrown out, and rightfully so. So what I'm saying, Dr. Shealy, and I'd love to hear your comment about this, is the dangers of blindly following what people say rather than checking into, do they really believe that these people do, live like they say they do?
Reality is reality, and no matter how you might distort it, morality and ethics still are important.
And what I'm saying is, we've got, you know, the president's got alleged ties to women for hire. He's got all kinds of rumors going around. And so, I mean, lots of these guys do. And what I'm saying is, it's hard. We believe that people are of a higher standard than they actually are. And when you think about it, we've got a guy who's running for president. His name is Joe Biden. Guys who are older know him as Jumpin' Joe Biden, because he would just keep changing his mind as to what his stance was, depending on, you know, who was paying him the most recently. So he would change his stance. So he's called Jumpin' Joe. He would flip from one side, either pro or con of the issue, depending on, you know, who was paying him. And that's what I believe. And then he's also, I've been saying that he's a plagiarist. Well, now if class, just type in Joe Biden plagiarism, and you'll see. It's not just once. It's not just that he was at Syracuse University Law School, and he was caught plagiarizing, and he flunked out. Yeah. That's the guy. And he keeps doing it. He can't stop. He can't stop doing it. So we got that guy running for the highest level of CEO in the world. Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist Biden. The guy who's got memory problems. We're in a lot of trouble, class. Is that the guy that you want sitting on the red button? Is that the guy? Think about it. So maybe we shouldn't be fanatics and follow people blindly. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.